In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. One God. Amen. We ask the Lord to give us power to say what we live and to live what we say. I was happy with the psalm of today, or the psalm of this Ashiya. Psalm of this Vespers, بيقول إيه؟ Those who know your name will put, sorry, I will praise you, I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will tell of all your marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. مزمور رائع جدا وجميل لفت نظري لما قريته هذا اليوم. It's a wonderful psalm that does not only take our eyes or even our minds, but also our hearts. It begins with the words, I will praise you, O Lord. On Friday, in the servants' meeting of the sector from grade seven and up, I asked them about the meaning of the praise. What is the praise? يوم الحد اللي فات في اجتماع الخدام مع خدام المرحلة الثانية اللي فوق يعني اعدادي والثانوي grade 7 and up ولا 8 and up مش كده 8 and up عشان yeah. السنة دي 7 نزل مع السيكتور الأولين. كنت بسألهم يعني ايه التسبيح, يعني ايه التسبيح, what's the meaning of praise. يلا نجاوب. فاكين الأسبوع اللي قبل اللي فات إجاباتكم هي كانت القعدة بتاعتنا, يعني أنا ما قلتش حاجة من عندي, إجاباته هي كانت القعدة بتاعتنا. What's the meaning of praise؟ إيه معنى تسبيح يعني؟ إيه التسبيح يعني؟ إيه ده, ما حدش عارف يعني إيه التسبيح يعني؟ معقول ولا كلكم متواضعين؟ لا معلش أنا مسامحكم من حكاية الاتضاع دي. قولوا بقى, what is the praise? Yeah. لا هات ميكروفون عشان الناس. ها صلاة. The praise is prayer, صلاة. طب ليه ما قالش I will pray to you, ما قالش ليه أنا هصلي لك لو كان التسبيح هو الصلاة؟ هو الإجابة مش غلط. The answer is not wrong. but not perfect. What is the praise? Nusa said that the meaning is pray, to pray, or prayer. Numajjid ismar Rabb, glorify the name of the Lord. نعم سامي.
التأمل في ربنا ومواصفاته.
Meditating in the Lord and His glorious works.
Yes.
What else? التسبيح. تسبيح وتمجيد. Praise and glorification. هو؟ Rejoicing with the presence with God. الايه؟
هنتعامل بلغة الملائكة اللي بنسبح بيها ربنا في السماء.
Yeah, we use the language, the angels' language, which the angels praise the Lord in heavens. All of these answers are good. But what is the main difference between the praise and the pray? Bravo, Yamshir. Praise is only, as you said, all of you, one by one, to meditate in the great works of the Lord without asking anything personal for us, for ourselves. Just praising Him. Rejoicing, as Jeham said, or using the language of the angels, as Nusa said, or glorifying God, as Michelle said. But all, over all of that, to praise the Lord is to confess and feel deeply with the glorious Lord, with the glory of the Lord, with the beauty of the Lord, with the works of the Lord for us. That's why the readings of this week, the third week of Tut, begins with this psalm. And as we heard in the Vespers Gospel tonight from the book of St. Mark about the healing of Peter's mother-in-law. And not only that, but the performing of the Lord, performing many diseases, and also cast out many demons. In the morning, from the book of St. Matthew, morning raising of incense, we will see also that the Lord is healing the servant who was paralyzed, and he was a servant of centurion. And in the gospel of the liturgy, you will see our Lord also healing a man, but not from sickness, body sickness, but from his bad life, Zacchaeus, healing him from the spiritual sickness, which was more than important than the other miracles. That's why the church insists on the praising. And I do not know, I'm not sure whether you know or don't know, that before Ashiya we have praise, and before the liturgy we have praise. We have the Vespers praise before Ashiya, and you have the midnight praise before the liturgy. It means we praise the Lord first, and then come to the prayer of the Vespers, all of the matin, or the morning, raising of incense, or the liturgy, midnight, and the liturgy, I mean. The praise is the most beautiful and the highest rank of prayer. التسبحه هي اعلى مستوى في الصلاه. اعلى مستوى في الصلاه. There is nothing higher than the praise. That's why we call the praise, as Nusa mentioned, the language of the angels. Why? Because the angels do not need anything. The angels are angels. They live with the Lord, and this is the food of the angels. The angels don't eat, don't drink, don't sleep, don't marry. They don't do anything but praising the Lord. This is the first point, that the praise is the highest rank of prayer. That's why the church, to teach us the importance of praising the Lord without asking Him, puts the thanksgiving prayer at the beginning of every service. مش كده الكنيسة تحط صلاة الشكر في بداية كل صلاة. 7 times in the Agbaya. We thank the Lord at the beginning of the Vespers, at the beginning of the raising of incense, at the beginning of the liturgy, at the beginning of the wedding, at the beginning of the funeral, at the beginning of the sick people prayer. We thank God. First, we thank Him. Here is a question. When I pray, what do I put more in my heart, in my mind, and on my mouth before praying? Is the needs that I want from the Lord in my heart, or first to thank Him and praise His name and meditate in His glorious works, and then at the end, secondary, not primary, ask Him something for myself, for my life, for my salvation. أسأل سؤال كده وإحنا بنصلي فعلا. إيه المهم أكتر في قلبي؟ مش في يعني مش هقول بقى يعني زي أهل العالم يعني يتملقوا يعني إيه؟ يعني ابتدي كده praise him لما أحب when I need something from my boss supervisor. أو لما الولد يحب حاجة من أبوه and I when the daughter wants something for her mother, تيجي بتقول لها I love you mom, I kiss you, I... وبعدين give me $100. I need something. Do we have the impression that the praising to the Lord is the most important part in our relationship with Him? Do we recognize that? If we recognize that, then our prayers will not be ups and downs according to our circumstances, or the problems that we face, or the good things that we have, ups and downs. The praise will be constant. No, it will be increasing, developing. That's why the praise is very important in our life. Number two, I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole... Huh? What did he say? With my whole mouth? With my whole tongue? With my whole mind? With my whole heart? من كل قلبي. أسبحك يا رب من كل قلبي. I will praise you, O Lord, from my whole heart. Whole heart. Do you understand what's the meaning of whole heart? إحنا بنقولها كل يوم. We say it every day. But to praise the Lord from your whole heart, it's something else. It means that there is no room in your heart which does not praise the Lord. Which does not praise the Lord. We need to know how to praise the Lord with all whole hearts, or with our whole hearts. We need to do that. Every feeling love which fills my heart according to the love of God, according to His works, according to His commandments, will help you to say, with my whole heart. لو في محبة صغيرة كده في القلب, حبة صغيرة ما هيش بتاعة ربنا, مش هيبقى whole heart. الهارت في حتة كده. There is a part, there is a corner in the heart, some love, some feeling, some importance, بس دي contradicts the love of God. Then when I say I will praise you for my whole heart, then I will be lying to God, and I cannot lie to God. Cannot. Because he does not listen to my voice. He sees my heart. He doesn't need to listen to my words. He knows what's in my heart before even I say. العالم الأيام دي أحبائي مضطرب قوي, مليان اضطرابات ومليان مشاكل ومليان كوارث طبيعية ومليان خناقات واضطهادات وتجديف على اسم ربنا, وحياة فترة لأولادنا. The world now is full of troubles, problems, persecutions, bad news. Even within the church, within the Christians themselves. And this affects so much our relationship with God. That we need, when we say, I will praise you from my whole heart. Nu'ala from my whole heart. Number three. Very important. The following is very important. The praise that the church praises every day is mainly, if not wholly, taken from the Psalms. Yeah. Michel Al-Hit, book واحد بس. From the Bible, from the Word of God, from the Bible. كل التسبحة اللي الكنيسة ادتها لنا متاخدة من إنجيل. The whole praise is taken from the Bible. What the meaning of that? It means that we speak to God in his language. We speak to him from his words. Our praises to him is mainly the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to the prophets and the righteous men who wrote the Bible. أجمل حاجة في التسبحة, ودي أهم نقطة عايزين ناخد بالنا منها, أجمل حاجة في التسبحة إن التسبحة كلها متاخدة منين؟ من الكتاب المقدس. Supposedly كده يعني, when most of you came first from Egypt, those who came learning or speaking perfect English or perfect French, when they first came here and the people met with them and found that they speak their language, had the opportunity to be served more. They were found work momently, instantly. I know a man who came, and the second day he said, I want to work. I said, Yabni, you just came, yeah. Wait. No, I want to go. He went in the streets, he found hiring Tim Horton. He entered Tim Horton. Second or third day of his arriving. When he came in, they asked him, what's your name? He answered, fluent English. Do you not count it? Answered in English. They gave him some paper and some mathematics to solve them in no time. They said, tomorrow you start work with us. Third day. If you speak the language of God, so you are speaking the word of God, you will be hired forever in heavens. You will book your place in heavens. You will keep your place in heavens. Why? Because you speak the language of the boss. You speak the language of the owner. Who is the owner of heavens? Our Lord Jesus Christ. He will give you place there. Not only that, he went up to prepare for us mansions in the house of his Father, as he said in John Gospel. That's why the church urges the people when they pray or they want to pray to start with the Agbiya. Why? Because the Agbiya is the word of God. Why? Because the Psalms are inspired by God. The Gospels from the Latin, litanies, everything. Everything is taken from the Bible. Number four. When I praise the Lord, I will be glad and rejoice in Him. It's very important source of happiness. Come and see our children, boys and girls, after 2 hours from now, or a little bit more, when they finish the tasbih. You will never find any of them unhappy. At all. At all. All the deacons, adults, youth, under youth, everyone. Why? Because the praise is a source of rejoice, of gladness. It's something you sing, you say from whole heart, from your whole heart. Number five, because of the time, I will sing praise. Sing. That's why the church puts the praise in forms of songs. Yani, for example, we take in the midnight praise, we take the first host. What is the first host? It's chapter 15 from the book of Exodus. And it was the song that Mary, the prophetess, sister of Moses and Aaron, sang with the women, singing on the cymbals and dancing, rejoicing because the Lord saved them and opened the Red Sea for them, and they went from the slavery of Egypt in their way to the promised land through the wilderness of Sinai. And then they started to say, chapter 15 from the book of Exodus. Then the church took this and put this, the first host, the first praise, the first canticle. We quote the chapter without changing anything, but the church put song in that. تقول ايه الكنيسة تقول ايه توترون توترون First host توترون ونف host انجي مويسيس نمن نشيرم بإسرائيل تيهودي انت إذا ننسيتها ليه توتي أفغوس إنجي مويسيس نمن نشيرم بإسرائيل تيوذين تيب شويس كن أهو عرفت شيء أهو حينئذ سبح موسى وبني إسرائيل Moses and the children of Israel praised the Lord and said that the Lord crossed us with the Red Sea. توتي أفهوس إنجي مويسيس نمنن شيرم بإسرائيلي تيودي إنت بشويس أو أفغوس ريوغوس شمارن أوس بشويس جيخن أو غرابي تشي أو أتونم أو شاسي إسو أفرفورو في يوم أفبس شو بيني أو سوتيري أو You come thousands years ago and you see the people going as if they are in march, army march, وبيقولوا حينئذ سبح موسى وبني إسرائيل وقالوا البحر الأحمر انقطع ومشينا فيها، أرض كانت مية بقت يابسة قدامنا ومشينا فيها زي الإيه؟ المعمودية، البابتزم. And because the baptism is the first gate that crosses us or takes us from the slavery to the freedom of the children of God, the church puts the praise, the first hose, at the first part in the praise, the midnight praise, and so on. يعني I don't want to يعني explain the تسبيحة دلوقتي, the praise, but I just explaining what the praise is. When you praise the Lord, then you pray to Him, not asking for anything, but praising. But moreover, singing. Singing. And then after this beautiful song, تيجي المديتيشن بتاعتنا بقى. المديتيشن بتاعتنا تقول إيه؟ بالقطع انقطع ماء البحر. يعني أتعكد خنق وشوط في شوط اللي هي خنق وشوط في شوط. Singing, rejoicing. You are not just finishing. تمسك الأجبية كده وتوبر الرجل زي ما نشوف المجموعة خلاص الحمد لله I finished prime prayer. لا لا, the praise is not that. The praise, you are rejoicing, you are singing, and the angels around you sing with you. If you have a very sensitive ear, you may hear their praise with you. If not, at least you share with them, or they share with you. This is the praise. Praise the Lord. The last point. I praise the Lord from my whole heart. I meditate in His marvelous works. I am glad in rejoicing and rejoicing in Him. I sing, but moreover than that, I live what I praise. That's why in the beginning we said, oh Lord, let us live what we say, or say what we live. Let us live what we say and say what we live. And this is the real praise. The praise is not the praise when you say to the Lord, Hena, or at home, or anywhere in the Agbiya or Absalmudiyya. But moreover than that, the praise must be in your heart, and you praise the Lord day and time, day and night. And you become saved. Saved through the blood of the Lamb. Do you know the praise of Moses and the children of Israel? The new hymn that will be sung in heavens is mentioned in the Revelation book, chapter 15. From Exodus 15 to Revelation 15, when he said that the angelic hosts and the people in heaven will praise the Lord, and the hymn of Moses, the servant of God. Why? Because the Moses prayer, or the Moses hymn, was to cross the Red Sea from the slavery of Egypt to Sinai. And the new hymn in heavens will cross us from the Sinai is this word nowadays, to the heavenly Jerusalem, even from the life of body and spirit on earth to the life in heaven's body and spirit in the kingdom of heaven forever. And this is the victorious hymn. That's why he likened it with the old hymn in Exodus 15. يا بختك كده وأنياتك يعني إيه؟ يعني blessed are you. Blessed are you when you learn the hymn of Moses and the children of Israel here on the earth, because when you learn it and live it, you will go into heavens. Just I want to tell you something. During the journey, during the trip of the children of Israel, just before they crossed the Red Sea, they were protected from death by something very important. What is that? Just before they left, the last step that the Pharaoh said to Moses, go, take whatever you want, go and leave Egypt. What was that? ايوه لا بالنسبه لهم هم بقى ايوه هاي بنسميه ايه what do we call it the blood passover the blood of the lamb the blood of the lamb when the blood of the lamb is on the door of your life Satan will not go in. Satan will not enter. Satan will have no place. That's why when the Lord healed the mother, Peter's mother-in-law, he cast out demons. Cast out demons. When he healed the mother-in-law of Peter, يقول على طول إن الفيفر, the fever left her. سبتها الحمى. Fever here is a symbol of the sin. When the Lord said to this woman, or stand at this woman's bed, the fever left her immediately. And immediately she stood up and started to serve. When the Lord met the Samaritan woman, he cast out the demons from her. He left her life and went to the people preaching them to come and say and see. When the Lord enters the chaos house, the gospel of tomorrow will see, whenever he At the moment he went in, there was salvation in this house. For us, we want that the blood of the Lamb be protecting our doors. Yani, in another word, if the blood of the Lamb is on my eyes, Satan will not be able to push any bad scene to my eyes. If the blood of the Lamb is on my mouth, the devil will not betray me to say bad words. If the blood of the Lamb is in my ears, the devil will not push any bad word for me to hear. This is the meaning of the blood of the Lamb. Let the blood of the Lamb be always protecting your senses. يقول كده واحدة من التراتيل اللي بتاعت بارك بلادنا يا مصر دم الحمل يطهر أبوابك يطهر دم الحمل على أبوابك يطهر شبابك دم الحمل على أبوابك يطهر شبابك. When the blood of the lamb is on your senses, خلاص. There will be no place for the devils, for the demons to enter and betray you and defeat you. And here when you praise, you will praise out of your whole heart. هنا الجمال بقى ان دم الحمل بيحميك. دم الحمل يحمي عينيك, يحمي ودانك, يحمي لسانك, يحمي جسمك, يحمي شعرك, يحمي حواسك كلها, ويحمي قلبك من اي عاطفة شريرة تدخل, ويحمي جسدك من اي عادة رديئة تتسلط عليك, ويحمي روحك من أي شهوات, نفسك من أي شهوات وحش. هو ده من الحمل ده. And here we say praise the Lord. I will sing praise to your name, your name, O Most High. أيها العلي, أعلى حاجة في حياتي تبقى أنت يا ربي. May the Lord give us and teach us how to praise him, not only in this midnight praise, but also everywhere. We praise the Lord with all our hearts, feeling that every one of us is really protected by the blood of the Lamb, who protects your heart, your spirit, your soul, and your body. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Any question? Time. Let us praise the Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil one. Christ Jesus our Lord, thine the kingdom, the power, the glory, now and amen. ونشكر صانع الخيرات الرحوم الله أبا ربنا وإلهنا ومخلصنا يسوع المسيح, لأنه سترنا وأعاننا وحفظنا وقبلنا إليه وأشفق علينا وعضدنا وأتى بنا إلى هذه الساعة. وأيضا نسأل أن يحفظنا في هذا اليوم المقدس وكل أيام حياتنا كل سلام من ضابط الكل الرب إله. أيها السيد الرب الإله ضابط الكل أبو ربنا وإلهنا ومخلصنا يسوع المسيح, نشكرك على كل حال ومن أجل كل حال وفي كل حال, لأنك سترتنا وأعنتنا حفظتنا وقبلتنا إليك, شفقت علينا وعضدتنا وأتيت بنا إلى هذه الساعة. من أجل هذا نسأل ونطلب من صلاحك يا محب البشر نحن أن نكمل هذا اليوم المقدس وكل أيام حياتنا بكل سلام مع مخافتك, كل حسد وكل تجربة, كل فعل الشيطان ومؤامرة الناس الأشرار, قيام الأعداء الخفيين والظاهرين, انزعها عنا وعن سائر شعبك وعن موضعك المقدس هذا. أما الصالحات والنافعات فارزقنا إياها, لأنك أنت الذي أعطيتنا السلطان أن ندوس على الحياة والعقارب وكل قوات العدو, ولا تدخلنا التجارب لكن نجنا من الشرير. بالنعمة والرأفات ومحبة البشر لواتي لابنك الوحيد ربنا وإلهنا ومخلصنا يسوع المسيح, ذا الذي من قبل المجد والكرام والعز والسجود تليق بك معه مع الروح القدس المحيي مساوي لك الآن وكل أوان إلى دهر.